Hello, everybody. This is Larry Gons, and welcome to this week's bi-weekly Q&A call for Inner Circle students. How is everybody doing?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Larry? This is Melinda.
Excellent. Good. Anybody else on want to jump in?
How you doing, Larry? David in South.
Hey, what's up? I just responded to your email.
Oh, thanks. We didn't see it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet? I just responded to it about 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Well, the bottom line is I don't think it's a deal.
Okay.
Just being honest.
No, thank you. That's why we sent it to you.
Yeah. Cool. All right. I'm not going to waste anybody's time. Anybody have a question you want to throw out? I'll be glad to answer it for you. Don't everybody jump in at once. Sometimes we have a lot of questions. We could go for an hour or so, and sometimes we don't have very many questions. But that's what this is for. I'm here to answer any and all of your questions, whether it be about a deal, about a marketing strategy, about analyzing, whatever it is that you have a question for. This is your time.
Okay, I have sort of a general question.
Sure.
I know that you guys do hard money lending.
Uh-huh.
But just in general, can you give us some idea of the limitations and the cost of bringing a deal to you and having you do the funding and what we can anticipate as kind of typical?
Yeah, there's a lot of different lenders out there, and they all have their own guidelines, so to speak. Underwriting guidelines. I know when we do it here in our office through Wendy Sweet and Bill Fairman of Carolina Hard Money, and they typically charge 15% and 5 points, and 1 point equals 1% of the loan amount. So if it's a $50,000 loan, it's $2,500 in points. Or $500 is 1 point. Okay.
And what are the loan terms? Like how long will they carry
that? That's a
that?
Good question. It's a 6 month loan.
Okay.
6 month interest only payments. After 6 months, you can pay 2 points to extend the loan another 90 days. And then
that
90 days, which would be at the 9 month point, you can pay another 2 points to extend it another 90 days. And then at the 12-month point, you need to pay it off.
Okay. Okay. That's actually really helpful information. Is there like a maximum loan amount they're willing to do?
I'm sorry, is there a what?
Like a maximum loan amount?
I don't know if there's a maximum loan amount. I do know this. They only fund, right now, they're only funding hard money loans in the Carolinas, but they will do transaction funding anywhere. Like if you're wholesaling a deal and you have your buyer lined up and you just need the money for a day or two or three, they'll do those anywhere.
Good. Okay. That's really helpful information. Thank you.
Good. Anytime. Anytime. My pleasure. Anybody else have a question, whether it be a general question or specific about a deal or anything?
Yeah, Larry, on those lines, how much would it be to have the transactional funding? Do you know what the fees are they would charge for that?
You know, I can't remember exactly what they charge for that. I would be scared to quote you, but I think it's somewhere between 1% and 3% of the loan amount.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, sure. I wish I had a better answer for you than that. But I will ask them tomorrow, so I'll know next time.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks.
Oh, sure. And remember, guys, if you don't have a question now or if you think of a question in the future and it's in between these Q&A calls, feel free to email me in between these calls. My email is very simple. I know you know it, but I'm going to give it out again anyway. It's Larry at LarryGoins.com. just put Inner Circle in the subject line, and then that way I will answer your email first. Because I do get them every day, and I answer those first. And I think I got you guys, Sal, I think I got you guys email just maybe an hour or two ago, and I was at an orientation for my son's school. So as soon as I got home, I sat down and ate and then answered your email for you. But if you guys would like, I'd be glad to go over that deal. It might even be a good learning experience for everybody else on the call as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
That'd be great, Larry.
Awesome. Well, first of all, why don't you tell everybody on the line, just run through that deal, and then I'll chop it up and tell you why it's not a deal.
Sure thing.
I mean that in a nice way.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's why we're here. It was brought to us by a real estate agent, and it's a house in Levittown, New York, and it was built in 1950, and it has 4 bedrooms, a bathroom, a living room, and eating kitchen, and the owner of the house is an elderly woman, 92 years old, who was recently put into a nursing home. Her only child is her son, and he just wants to get rid of it, contents and all. So we figured that he was, you know, pretty desperate and
right.
Having a hard time. He's overwhelmed with it. He has it on the market for $275. And we went in there at 200, and a previous investor went in there at 200, and he turned them down. But we wanted to see, since it's been on the market now for a little while again, if he hasn't had any luck, if he would, you know, be willing. And he turned us down.
Right.
It does need a little work. It has 2 bedrooms upstairs. It's a cape. And I don't know if you saw it, where it has not been dormered on the upstairs.
Right.
So it has those slanted ceilings.
Uh-huh.
One of the bedrooms upstairs needs a lot of work.
Right.
One is pretty much okay, just needs a little TLC. Bedrooms on the first floor are fine. The kitchen, as you saw, could be updated, or you could leave it alone and just freshen it. The outside needs a little bit of landscaping, just get rid of some shrubbery. And the roof is new. The siding is new. So we gave him that offer. We gave him an offer of $204. He came back to us at, what did he come back with, David? $230.
Okay. And you said the ARV was somewhere between $300 and $310.
We figure that once we do some work to it, or whoever we wholesale it to does some work, it would be about that. That's what the other houses in the neighborhood that are in the same situation where they have not been expanded.
Right.
These houses that are in this area, the original house is small. It's the one, the picture I showed you. Most of the houses have been, you know, really expanded, where they dormered the upstairs, expanded the bottom, and so forth, added a garage. Most of them did a lot of work. It was originally designed for the guys coming out of the service from the war, and so it was a simple house on a slab, no basement. So these were all purchased, the whole town. And people have expanded and done a lot of work on both of them.
So are you saying that the other comparable houses around 300 to 310, they've had a lot more work done to them?
Actually, some of them that were 325, 350 have had a lot of more work. We're looking at the ones, there are a few left that have not had the work done, and they were around the 300 range.
Okay, it's listed with the realtor, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did you read my email yet, by the way?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to basically tell you exactly what I told you in the email, but I'll elaborate on it a little bit. First of all, I don't think it's a deal, and I'll tell you why. Think about this. If if the after repair value is 300, and I know you said 300 to 310, but you got to look at worst case scenario. So if the ARV is 300, they're going to pay a realtor 6% of that, okay? Six threes are 18. That's 18,000 right off of that. So now they're down to 282. With closing costs and prorations, they're probably down to 280. If it's going to take $20,000 in work, they're down to 260. If you pay 230 for it and say you only make 10 grand on it and sell it for 240, that only leaves $20,000 profit to your fix and flip investor. And that's not enough money for a fix and flip investor. Besides,
right,
my biggest concern is, and I don't know, maybe I don't know the market there, and maybe this is okay, but who wants to pay $300,000 for a house with one bath?
Yeah.
That's true.
So I would take into consideration enough money to rehab it to add a second bath.
Right.
If there's a place for it.
There could be, yes.
Uh-huh.
But you'd have to dormer the house.
But that would be one of my biggest concerns would be, you know, number one, there's not enough profit for a fix and flip investor. Number two, it still has one bath.
Right.
Now, what you might be able to do is you might be able to get it under contract at 230, start marketing it. Market on Craigslist, put signs all out in the neighborhood that say foreclosure, $239.9 cash, you know, not in front of the yard where the realtor's sign is, but all over the neighborhood pointing to the house. And if it's really a $300,000+ neighborhood, you might find somebody that has $240 cash that wants to go in and do a little work on a property and build some sweat equity and get a deal. So maybe you could get it under contract and try to market it that way. But for wholesaling it to a fix and flip investor, there's just not enough profit in the deal.
At that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds great, Larry. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. That's.
I think the only way he would have had a good amount of profit would be is if he blows out the whole thing and then goes for like 270 or something like 370, and then possibly, but even still, it's still tight, I think.
Well, there again, it just depends on how much is the rehab versus what is the ARV.
Right.
You know, if he's got to put another $40,000 in it to get another $50,000 out,
right,
you know, and the bigger rehab you have, the more chance there is for error and overages.
Right. Especially here by us, I think, where the cost to do the work is high.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys about, everybody on the call, I got to tell you guys about one of my new guys in my office. I hired a new guy, and all he's working is the leads that come in from our sign jockeys. We have sign jockeys all over the Carolinas putting out We Buy Houses signs, and we've got literally hundreds of those leads. So he's working them every day. He's been with us about, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks. He's got five deals under contract now. Five deals under contract. And the last deal that the guy said, yes, we'll take it, he bought this three-bedroom, I believe it's a brick ranch house, might be either 1.5 or 2 baths, but he offered the guy $15,000 for it. And the guy said, oh, okay, you know, that's fine, I'll take it. So he gets ready to send the paperwork, you know, and the phone rings, and the guy says, it's the same guy, and he calls him up and he says, I hate to tell you this, but I believe you offered me too much for my house. And he says, excuse me? Yeah, I believe you offered me too much for my house. You offered me $15,000. I really need to sell it for $9,000. So come to find out, the guy is going into a nursing home, and he can't have any more than $9,000, I guess it is, to go into this nursing home. So he had to call back and say he wanted the price reduced to $9,000. Is that crazy or what? That's amazing, isn't it?
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wish I could find a deal like that. This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
But, hi, I had you on mute. I've been listening, but I just had you on mute. But I had to unmute it just to say that. Yeah, I wish that was me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But he's been with us 3, maybe 4 weeks now, I guess. And I don't know. Maybe this is the 4th week, I think. But he's got 5 deals under contract. But that guy is on the phone all day long. He does nothing but listen to voicemail messages and call people back and go over their deal and make them an offer. That's all he does. And he's got 5 deals on the board. We have 21 houses under contract right now in our pipeline.
That is great. That is great.
And I got to tell you guys something. Most of them are HUD.
Most
of them are HUD houses. We started moving into some other states now. Most of the houses we have under contract are in North and South Carolina, although we have, I believe, 7 in Alabama right now, 2 in Virginia, and then the rest are in the Carolinas. But we just opened up Tennessee this week. So we'll start making offers on Tennessee this week as well. So anyway, that's enough about me, but I just wanted to share that story with everybody. So does anybody else have a question you would like for me to answer?
Larry, what do you find right now is the best marketing strategy for you guys? Where are you finding a lot of these leads from?
Marketing strategy to find houses or buyers?
To find houses.
Houses?
Yeah.
My number one source is HUD. My number two source is Bandit Signs.
Bandit Signs, okay.
Yeah. We put out signs. Here's what we do. We run ads on Craigslist that say, get paid to put out yard signs. And then people respond to the ad, and they go to this website. signjockeys.com.
Okay.
They go to signjockeys.com, and you'll see a video there of me explaining how they can earn $1 per sign putting out signs and why they should be happy doing it, because they can earn $16 to $20 an hour.
Wow. That's great.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
No. That's okay. And what they do is they opt in, and then we send them a W-9 and an independent contractor's agreement. Once we get it back, then we call them, go over it, and we send them some signs. And when they put them out, then we send them the money. And then we send them more signs. They put them out, we send them the money, and send them some more signs. We have thousands of signs out on the street now.
Great.
Yeah, it's working out pretty good. We got a ton of leads coming in because of it. And the cool thing about when you put out I Buy Houses signs, you get people not only wanting to sell their property, but you also get people looking to buy properties as well.
Okay. Larry, I have a question about the HUD.
Sure.
If I were to go the HUD route, I won't be able to find a buyer until I actually purchase the property, right?
Well, you can find a buyer. You could do the same thing that we do. We wholesale the properties. When we're buying from HUD, we still buy it at 10 o'clock and sell it at 10:30.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We do the exact same thing. It's just you got to come up with the money. You need transaction funding or a private money lender or a hard money lender or private partner or something like that.
Okay.
But you do have to come up with the money because HUD don't play. They don't care where you get the money. They just know that they want the money.
Now, when you say come up with the money, is it the down payment or the total amount?
The total
of the
amount.
House?
When you close on it, if I got a house under contract for $50,000 and I wholesale it for $60,000, I have to come out of pocket for the whole $50,000 plus closing costs, and then I'm going to collect my $60,000, and then I get to keep the difference.
Got you. Okay, very good.
Yeah, but if you got your buyer lined up, and when we market for buyers, we tell our buyers right up front, say, look, you know, this is a great deal on a house. If you want to take advantage of this deal, you need to be ready to close, and we're going to have to close in about a week.
Okay.
Because we tell them that so we can close the same day that our buyer can close the same day we have to close with HUD.
Right, right, okay.
And you can extend HUD's contract, but they want to charge you for it. But I'm okay paying them. They might charge $50 or $100 or $150 to extend the contract. I'm okay with that because I'd rather put out another $50 and delay my $50,000 closing so my buyer can buy it from me the same day and I'm not stuck with $50,000 invested for a few days.
Okay.
It's worth $50 or $100 or $150, you know, just to be able to close that same day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just the cost of doing business.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Cool. Good question. Good question. Anybody else have a question? Anybody have anything out there? You got a deal working or anything? You're trying to hire some people or anything. If you have any questions about anything, now's a good time to ask it.
Look like this may be a short call.
Well, you know, it might be. I mean, sometimes they are. Sometimes they can go for over an hour. But
Larry?
Yeah.
I actually do have a quick question.
Sure.
Do you have a really kind of fast way of calculating in your head basic repair costs just so you can figure out what your deal is looking like before you have to actually go break down how much it costs for carpet and paint?
Yes. A good rule of thumb would be somewhere between $15 and $20 a foot. So if it's a 1,000-square-foot house, $15,000 to $20,000.
Awesome. That is exactly what I needed.
That's just a good rule of thumb, just a good basic. It's not going to be accurate by any means. You know,
no, but it gives you enough wiggle room that you're not going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, it's a good ballpark. It's
great.
A good way to ballpark.
That's really helpful. Thank you.
Oh, sure, sure, good. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Larry, that was $15 to $20 per square foot.
I'm sorry?
Was that $15 to $20 per square foot?
$15 to $20 per square foot, yes. So if it's a 1,000 square foot house, it's going to be $15,000 to $20,000 in repairs. Based on that formula. And $20 might be a little bit high, I don't know, $20 a foot, but you know, I would rather be too high and miss a deal every once in a while, then I would be too low and lose money on a deal, if that makes sense.
Well, I have another question. This is Sharon.
Sure.
With saying $15 to $20 per square foot for repairs, and you may have already answered this question on a previous call. This is my first call.
That's okay.
But when it comes to finding a property, what is a good ballpark figure to look at per square foot to know if you got a deal?
You mean as far as purchase price per square foot?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
You know, I never use that, Sharon.
You
I
don't?
Use that. No, I don't.
Okay.
Here's what I do. I need to know two things to tell you how much I can pay for your house. The first thing is the after-repaired value. What's that house going to be worth once it's fixed up?
Okay.
And the second number is what are the amount of repairs. So if they say the ARV is $100,000,
mm-hmm.
first thing I'm going to do is say 100 times 0.7 is $70,000, minus out the repairs, say that's $20,000, that's $50,000. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then say I want to make 10 on it, now I'm down to $40,000.
Okay.
So my first offer is going to be, you know, $28,677.
Okay.
And I'm
going
to work my way up to 40.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I'm a firm believer if you need a calculator, it's probably not a deal.
Okay.
You like that?
I did.
Yeah. All righty then. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else have any questions you want to throw out? Okay, now, going once. Going twice.
Larry.
Yes.
Sal.
Hey, Sal.
We got a call from actually one of the real estate agents that we spoke to when we were down with you a couple of months ago. And he started calling us and sending us some sheets, you know, with different houses on it.
Right.
And he's got some stuff in the North Charleston area, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And it seems as though it's not a it's like a low-end area, I believe,
uh-huh.
low-end neighborhood. He's got something that is it's three lots. Each one has a – two of them have a house, and one is just a regular, an empty lot. Neither of the houses are livable, and he's asking $17,500 for each house and $7,500 for the lot.
Uh huh.
You know, he speculates that it's like $5,000 to $15,000 to fix up each one of them. I looked at the pictures of them; they're pretty raw.
Well, so you say there's three lots, but one of them
has
a house on it.
It's a they're two-bedroom, one-bath houses. They're boarded up. There's no structural damage. He doesn't know anything about the heating because he can't get in there. It looks like he said it needs a lot of work.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be interested in the lots at all if I were you.
You wouldn't go for the empty lot.
Second
right?
thing is, if they told me it was a two bedroom one bath, first thing I'm going to ask is how big is it? What's the square footage?
Okay. Yeah, he's got to give us all that.
Because if it's around 800, I'd just say forget it. You know, if it's below 900, if it's 900 or more, you might be able to add another bedroom or figure that into repairs.
Right.
But still, in my opinion, 17 sounds too much for a two bedroom one bath. That's boarded up and not livable.
Okay.
I'm thinking five, in my opinion.
Yeah, because then what do we do with the other property that said?
The other lot?
Yeah.
They're not worth anything.
Yeah.
You know, listen, when I'm negotiating with somebody, I would say, look, you're talking about a lot, a building lot, that's sitting beside a run-down, boarded-up, two-bedroom house that's probably 900 square feet, who's going to want to build a brand-new house next to that?
Right, right.
You know, I can give you $500 for it, but that's all I – or if you want to throw it in, you know, but nobody's going to want to build a brand-new house
right
next to this two-bedroom, one-bath house that's boarded up and not livable.
Right.
You know, if – I'll tell you what, I'll give you $5,000 for the house if you throw in the lots. At least you're not paying taxes on them anymore.
Right. That's good, Larry.
Yeah, anytime somebody tries to sell me a vacant lot like that, my first offer is around $500.
Okay, that sounds good. And you're right. Just to make them feel like they're getting something, you just say, I'll give you $500 for it, but that's it.
Yeah, it's, you know, listen, the only thing I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to find somebody that might, you know, that might want to build on it someday down the road, and I'll finance it for them. But there ain't nobody going to pay cash for a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's what I can do. How much you pay in taxes? Well, I pay $400 a year in taxes. All right, I'll give you $400 for it. At least you're not paying taxes anymore.
Right.
I just cut it off.
That's a good strategy, like that.
Yeah. Because you can't pay much for them. People have an unrealistic expectation. Yeah. Oh, well. Anybody else have a question? Okay, going once. Going twice. Well, I want you guys to know that you can always call me or email me in between these calls if you ever need anything, because I'm always here for you, and I want to answer your questions for you and get you the right answer as soon as possible. And I always try to do it in hours, you know, at least the same day. If I can. So anyway, I really, really sincerely appreciate your business. If there's anything at all that me or my team can ever do for you, please don't hesitate to let us know, because we are here for you and we look forward to hearing your success stories. So with that, there's no more questions. I really appreciate you guys being on. Thanks a lot, and I hope you guys have a great evening tonight.
Thanks a lot for your business, guys. Thank you so much. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks,
no problem. It's my pleasure. I enjoy it.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.